What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk University and the second episode of our lecture series. Today, we're going to be talking about how you, as a college kid, can level up over the summer, whether it be through internships, personal branding, social media, self-education, or starting your own business. So I'm going to pass it off to Andre for the first topic, and let's just get right into it.
Or do all of them. What's up, guys? We're super excited for today's episode. Like we've been talking about on the podcast numerous times, we just want to deliver practical, easy to follow advice for you guys to really just take and implement into your routine daily right after listening to this. Obviously, as a college student, you all know summer is coming up, internships are out there. It's time to take advantage of the free time because college can take up a lot of our time during the semesters just to study and try to get the work done. But summer is your golden opportunity to take your life and your career to the next level, and we're excited to share our top ways to do that with you guys today.
So first, if you don't have an internship, I would definitely say seek self-education. Try to find ways to level yourself up, whether it be through social media, buying a course on literally anything, stocks, day trading, podcasting, social media marketing, YouTube, starting your own social media page, like I said. So there's really just a ton of ways to get out there and buy self-education, whether it's from an influencer, an e-commerce teacher, somebody like Gary Vee, they sell courses, Ed Mylett, really anybody you can think of sells a course. And if you work hard enough at a part-time job to save up the money you need to buy the course, go out and do it.
Definitely. And if you, like Christian said, if you can't get an internship this summer, rather than losing hope and just, you know, spending your summer doing nothing productive, try to build up your resume for next summer so that you could get that internship that you want next summer. And like Christian said, the way to do that is to just build up skills in diverse areas. And when you do that, when you build a brand, when you learn about YouTube, or when you learn about podcasting and all these other side hustles that are out there for kids our age, like we always talk about this, now is the easiest time, I think, ever to start a business, especially at our age. It's just so easy. All the information's out there. All you got to do is go to GOOGLE.com and you'll find literally everything you need. You probably don't even have to pay for most of the courses because YouTube has so much free content to get you to where you need. So don't freak out if you don't have an internship and instead pivot and just do self-education like we've been preaching to you guys since we started this podcast.
Absolutely. If you're tuning in right now, you're already seeking self-education, so you're on the right track, but just level yourself up even more and go out and seek more. So if you do have an internship, I mean, just go out there and make a great impression. Network with all the professionals that you possibly can at the firm. Get to know the person you're shadowing. Learn a lot of like actionable skills you can take away from it and put on your resume and then take into a real full-time job. And make sure you show up ready to work and don't pace around and try to look for distractions. Really focus and lock in and make sure that you make the most of your time there.
Definitely. We always talk about that. It's if you're going to take on something, if you're going to do something, you have to fully commit. So if you're taking an internship on, I would definitely say, like Christian just mentioned, is just fully commit to it. Give all you can and make a lasting impression for whoever you're working with.
Absolutely. So next we want to talk about setting goals, because over the summer you can kind of lose track of time just hanging out with friends and messing around all summer, you know. So if you write down a goal that you want to hit by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the summer, make sure you set micro goals each and every day that you can accomplish in order to accomplish that main goal. So day in and day out, try to accomplish small things that'll build up momentum and lead you to accomplishing the main goal at the end of the summer. And even if you don't hit the main goal at the end of the summer, as long as you're constantly working towards it and trying to get there actively, you're just doing all that you can and you're on the right track.
Definitely. And like we always say, never change your goal, only change the work that you put in. So it'd be a great opportunity, guys, especially around this time, to start thinking of things that you'd like to accomplish by the end of summer. Maybe some things that you have been holding off during the semester, or things that you don't really think, you know, you're ready for yet. Challenge yourself. Set high goals. Set goals that intimidate you and scare you. Otherwise, it's not really worth it. And it's okay if you don't hit your goals, like Christian said. Just continue to work towards them and put in the work. But everyone, I mean, it's summer. I'm looking to have a great time in summer. It's a relaxing time, you know, take some time away from school, some free time, relax. But it's also, again, a great time to get a lot done. So don't feel as pressured. Like, you might feel super pressured by this podcast. But again, Christian and I are obviously going to take advantage of the free time, have a lot of fun, do a lot of cool things. But again, there's just so much time in the summer to get things done. And we just want to stress the importance of why you need to level up and how setting goals will help you get there.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm going to take days where I go play 18 holes of golf with my dad and then go out to dinner and just hang out. But there will be days where I devote a few hours, 4 or 5 hours a day to doing work. And even if you work a lot during the day, that doesn't mean you still can't go hang out with your friends at night. You can't be outside doing work like by your pool if you have a pool or somewhere nice, you know. I'm going to take vacations. I'm going to take trips because actually this is one of the last summers that I'll have that are kind of stress-free for me. I mean, after this, I'm looking to get really into what we're doing here, maybe get an internship for a job. Who knows where I'll go, but I mean, I'm really just trying to make the most out of the summer. Whether it be work, whether it be free time, I'm going to make sure I don't look back on it with regrets.
Definitely. And again, it's all about time management. If you can really, this really works if you try it. Try it for a week and see what happens. But if you can map out a week or set a routine in the morning that you stick to and that it becomes habitual, you're going to be a lot more effective and you're going to find that you have a lot more time to get things done. So again, now that you don't have school, now that you don't have classes to worry about, start filling in that time with routines or different things that you could do, simply watching a YouTube video. If you buy a course to learn about a certain topic, maybe you watch or complete a module. There's just so many things you can do in this time that you have. You just have to plan it out so that you can be aware of what you need to do in that time and be most effective in doing it. So,
all right, so now we're going to discuss some of the top side hustles that we've noticed over the course of running this podcast. For me, one of the main ones is running a YouTube. I follow this guy on Instagram at Chase Namick. I hope I'm saying that right. But he farms a bunch of YouTube channels. He sells a course on it, and he basically makes passive income by delegating work to people that he knows, and he just pays them to make YouTube videos, pump out content for him, and he just manages the pages in general. And it's just a really, really good way of passive income. Another thing I've noticed is day trading. Obviously, it's risky, but if you learn the right way and you trade options or trade Forex in the right way, you can make a lot of money just laying in your bed. So those are two of the main things that I've seen so far.
Definitely. And if, again, like we've talked about, courses are huge. Self-education is huge. I'm pretty sure if you guys tuned into that one webinar with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, two of the biggest legends in the industry, they talked and preached about how the knowledge business is $355 million a day. That's how large the business is. And Forbes predicts it to, I think, triple within the next 6 to 7 years. So there's opportunities everywhere. And I think the best thing to do for you guys is to pick something you're interested in or want to learn more about and buy a course on it. There's courses by experts that have 5-10 years of industry knowledge, and they could condense all that information and deliver it to you guys for the price of a textbook. And you got to just evaluate things like the ROI of these things. Like if you buy a textbook, great, it's not going to really have an ROI if it's just for an English class or a history class. But if you buy a course that can teach you how to farm YouTube channels or start a podcast or day trade, the ROI is crazy. So if you don't really have the money, you're kind of hesitant to buy something like that, just look into the ROI and just think about where you're already spending the money, because it's very justifiable. And I think you guys will really benefit from doing something like that.
Yeah, and also I would say get into masterminds and selling courses and information, because like Andre said, the information industry, the knowledge industry is just going to take off in the next few years. And even if you're not an expert on a topic, if you just go and listen to the top 5 influencers in that niche, like say trading or really anything you can think of that you can sell for knowledge, you could literally report information that people give to you through podcasts or books and relay them onto other people for a profit. So it's really, the ideas are really just out there. You just have to go find them.
Definitely. And everyone has something they're good at or something that they specialize in. You just have to be more aware. I think self-awareness is such a key thing. And maybe even during the summer, you could focus on this a lot more now that you have a lot more free time, maybe even away from your friends, other influences such as college, where you could really just take the time to find yourself, find what you're good at, explore with other opportunities to maybe find something you're passionate about or you know, just hone in on your why. So I think that's another great opportunity there. And again, there's just so much information out there. You're just going to really have to take the time this summer to go out and take advantage of all that. And I know Christian and I want to do another episode on the top side hustles. I mean, there's just so many side hustles out there right now. So please, guys, if there are 3 or 4 or 5 that you guys really would like us to go more into detail about, let us know, because we're going to be doing a new episode with just the side hustles, and we're going to go deeper into that.
Do you want to talk about the the garage sales.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know if you guys follow Gary Vee or if you're into his content at all, but another really easy way to make money during the summer, which is I think it looks really fun to do, is just to go to garage sales, buy whatever you think is a good deal or a steal, and then flip them on places like eBay, Facebook Marketplace, any of those apps where you could literally just sell things quickly with probably like huge profit margins. I think Gary Vee said there's a lot of people that watch his videos. If you go through the YouTube comments, people make $500 to $1,000 a week, which again is game changer. Like if you guys are making $500 to $1,000 a week as a college student, props to you. And you probably know yourself, like that's a game changer.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really not that hard to go out and go to a garage sale. You don't have to have any prior knowledge. You just have to drive around your town all day and put in the work, really. So the next thing we want to go into is building your own brand, because we feel like building a personal brand in today's age is one of the most important things you can do. Because once you have your own brand and have a loyal following, you can really branch off into anything you want and be successful. So to build a brand, we really recommend just getting out there and start either writing on some column or some page like Thrive Global, starting a podcast like we do, start pumping out content like we do, really anything that influencers do to get their name out there.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many ways to promote yourself and build a brand. And basically everything that we've covered so far today will help you to do that, help you to build your brand. And again, you should take advantage of all this. Say you go out one day for a garage sale, you should document all of this and put it on social media. So document the whole process. People love to see that. People love to see the journey, the day-to-day, the struggles, the successes, everything. It just be real. And I feel like if you're going to go out and you're going to set goals, you should really take people along on your journey, and you're going to get a lot of attention, more than you really think you would, because people, you know, they really eat into that. So definitely take advantage of that opportunity on social.
Absolutely. And I really recommend YouTube as well, because while YouTube is saturated in certain aspects like sports and channels, like what are some popular YouTube channels these days? Vlogs comedy, are huge. Comedy vlogs, stuff like that. So there's definitely niches that aren't really taken up right now. Like if you go out and vlog your garage sale trips for a few weeks, I'm sure that will get some traction and take off, because people really aren't like hitting certain niches that are available out there right now. So find the right one, start posting consistently, and you'll see growth.
Definitely. Yeah, I think YouTube, the biggest thing is just being consistent, because even if people are having bigger channels in those niches like Christian just mentioned, I think if you could be consistent, like 2 to 3 videos a week, I think over time you could really level up. But I mean, it's just a matter of testing it out and at least trying to do something.
Absolutely. And then another thing we want to talk about is your LinkedIn page. If you don't have a LinkedIn page right now, that's fine. It's always like never too late to start one. But LinkedIn is a really untapped network for getting your name out there, because Andre has recently found a ton of hacks on LinkedIn. He's taken off on all of his posts. He gets thousands of engagements per post. So if you really tap into the LinkedIn field, not even for looking for jobs, but just for publishing content, it's a really, really untapped well right now in terms of how to get your name out on social media.
Definitely. And again, this is something taken from Gary Vee, but not just Gary Vee, but so many other experts in this industry. LinkedIn is like basically comparable to Facebook, like Facebook 5 years ago, with the in terms of organic reach. So really anyone, no matter how many followers or attention you have at this point, could blow up on LinkedIn. And I really think LinkedIn going forward within the next 5 to 10 years is basically going to serve as your resume for job employers. So if you want a good job, or if you're kind of setting yourself up to be hired at one of the top firms, I think LinkedIn's going to be your biggest asset in terms of building a resume and building credibility with these employers. So definitely, definitely, definitely take advantage of the opportunity there. And if you guys do need help, if you want, you know, to see some of the hacks that Christian and I have been testing and playing with, then definitely feel free to reach out, and we might even do another episode just on that.
Absolutely, guys. And then the last thing I want to go into is Twitter, because while Twitter is obviously saturated, like I said, with YouTube, there's certain niches that aren't saturated, such as entrepreneurship. So if you go out there, you tweet out your experiences, tweet out some motivational quotes, tweet out some things that you've learned from the books you've been reading and the courses you've been taking, you can gain a following. The big thing with Twitter is that you can post as much as you want and not really get criticized or seem like a bad page for it, because Twitter, there's just constant feeds of tweets going out. Like for Instagram, if you post like 10 posts a day, you're going to be people aren't really going to engage with all of your content. But the best way to get engagement on your Twitter content is just to keep posting. Because if you just post one or two times a day, your tweets are going to get lost in the feed. You have to be consistent on there. You can get all of the information you want on out there. You can really just have a conversation with anyone on Twitter. So I think Twitter is a huge way to just blast out content to people.
Yeah, I think it's probably, I would say it's like the safest platform right now, because like Christian said, if you're not an expert at putting out content, it's probably the best platform to just test to see what works and what doesn't. And that could translate to other platforms such as Instagram and Facebook in terms of long form content, like what works and what doesn't. So it's definitely a great tool, and I know Christian has had a lot of success with that recently. So be sure to reach out to him if you do need any help or have any more questions. But the last thing I want to cover for this is action. Because none of the shit that we talked about today matters if you don't take action. So, like we stress all the time on our podcast, action is literally the decider between success and failure. And I think action trumps intelligence and knowledge. So, you could be the smartest person, you could be the most intelligent person on the planet, but if you fail to take action immediately, massive immediate action is going to be your key to success this summer. So even if you think you're an underdog in terms of how smart you are, how good your grades are, all that kind of stuff, action trumps all that. I promise if you take the time to implement just one thing, that's my biggest piece of advice for today, is to throw away everything except one thing and basically run with it. So
absolutely. Some of the people we interview on the podcast don't even have a finished high school or college education, and all they said was they just took action on what they were doing. They were by no means experts at what they were doing. They just figured it out as they went, and the best way to do that is through experience and action. So just getting started, like getting your foot in the water, toes in the water, and just running with it will really get you success in the long run, because you'll learn as you go and ultimately be successful.
Yep. And I think just the last thing I want to point out is the reason people do not take action is because they fear failure. So as we've talked about, a huge theme on our podcast for the last 6 months has been failure, being part of the journey and being something to be embraced rather than feared. So again, stop being scared to fail, because failure is literally just a sign that you're closer to success. Every no, every failure takes you that much closer to being successful. So embrace it, go head first, and start, you know, leveling up this summer. Really hope to see where you guys go and where you are, especially Christian and I ourselves, to see where we are in terms of next semester when it begins. Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.